Esther Perek Dalet Pasuk Hey. So Mordechai is out in sackcloth and ashes. Esther sends nicer clothing for him to put on. He refuses. He won't accept it. Batikra Esther lahasach misarisei hamelech asher ha'emid lefaneha. So Esther calls one of the minor characters in the Megillah, somebody we'll only see now, named Hasach, who was from the eunuchs who stood before her, who was appointed before her. Now, sarisei could mean chamberlains, could mean officers, but eunuchs in this case, the Mefarshim say, is literal. He was Hasach, he was cut off, he was severed, so even his name is very important, but he's going to be a very faithful servant. He does amazing things, and he goes back and forth, and the Yalkut Shimoni says that Haman, when he saw Hasach going back and forth, killed him, which is Hasach cut off. His life was cut off by Haman. Very dangerous to get on the bad side of the vizier. Now, those who say in the Gemara that Hasach was not a eunuch, but a chamberlain, they identify him with Daniel. The Gemara Megillah Daf Tesvav says he was Hasach, he was Daniel, but he was degraded. He was pushed down. Shmuel says that he decided, nechtachin, by his voice. So Rashi says he was demoted during Baal Shatzar and Dar Yavesh. So it's very interesting that Hasach is considered somewhat significant here. So she calls Hasach from either the chamberlains, the eunuchs, Vatetzavehu al Mordechai, and she commanded him regarding Mordechai. L'das mazeh ve'al mazeh. To understand what this was about and why. So he is extremely trustworthy, tremendously faithful servant to Esther. What's going on? So the Alshich says she had heard about the decree. She wanted to know what the decree was and what was the chet among the Jewish people that caused their punishment. So the Gemara and the Mefarshim, some of them suggest she knew very well what was going on. Others say she was completely behind the wall, so she had no idea. And he is going to inform her. Vavayetze Hasach el Mordechai. So Hasach went out. He left the palace to Mordechai. El Rechov Ha'ir, out into the street, out into the city square, Asher Lufnei Sha'ar HaMelech, which was before the gateway into the king. So the Alshich says that he walked around the city, Rechov Ha'ir, he took a little perambulation and spoke in the public square so nobody could spy on him. And also so it didn't look suspicious. Based on that Yalkut Shimoni, that Haman wants him killed, you can understand why he was very circumspect. Ovadia, when he was working in King Achav's palace, had much the same experience with Eliyahu HaNavi. Being careful when you have royal enemies. That's why Koheles says, don't speak evil of the king or of rich people, because rumors fly like birds, and it'll all get back to them. There are cameras everywhere. Zayin vayagad lo Mordechai is kol asher karahu. So Mordechai told him everything that had happened to him. So it's interesting, everything that had happened to him, karahu, the Medrash connects it to Asher Karacha Baderech, Amalek, who met you along the way. So Karahu, Karacha, it's a word similarity. Told him about how he refused to bow down before Haman, told him about the edict against the Jewish people, told Esther through Hasach that the man Loe says that the Jews had sinned by eating in that party. Veis Parashas HaKesef. And also all about the parsha, the whole story of the money, Asher Amar Haman Lishkol Aginzei HaMelech, that Haman had promised to pay to the royal treasuries by Yehudim Le'abdom, upon the Jews to annihilate them. So by Yehudim concerning the Jews. So even though the public copies of the decree we said earlier from the Mefarshim didn't specifically say this was going to be to get the Jews, but that's what everything was all about. Ches Ves Pashegen Ksov Hadas. Ashering Tam Shushan Lahashmidan Nasan Lov. And the he gave a copy of the text of the decree, which had been distributed in Shushan to destroy them. Nasan Lov he gave to Hasach to bring back to Esther. So the Alshich says this is why earlier on we said that the decree was only explicit in Shushan, but in the rest of the kingdom it was just a vague decree of readiness. Laharos es Esther. Hasach, I want you to show this to Esther. Ulahagid lo, and to tell her, inform her. Ulatzavos aleha, and to command her. Woo. Now we're already using stronger language. Mordechai is not exactly tiptoeing around the queen. If she is a typical kind of person who gets power and then gets a little puffed up and forgets the little people where she came from. But of course, Esther is not like that at all. So, Lotzavo Saleha is very strong language, but it's strong language that Mordechai knew he could presume upon that to Esther. Because she would obey, she would heed the word of the Gadol Hadar. Lavo el HaMelech l'schanen lo, to come to the king, to plead with him, l'hischanen, to appeal to him, ulevakesh melefanav alamo, and to ask, to beg, to plead on behalf of her people. So now it's time for Esther to reveal herself, her lineage, who she is. Now we're going to see. She's going to do it in such a way that Mordechai did not necessarily give her the plan on how to approach this. So you have to give Esther a ton of credit because of her understanding of the king's character, of what it takes to try to get through to the king. She's going to do it in a beautiful way that's not even going to make Haman suspicious. So brilliant, brilliant strategist. And all of this, the point is, al ama, on behalf of her people. Vayavo Hasach, Pasuk Tes, and so Hasach came, Vayageid LeEsther, Eis Divrei Mordechai, and he informed Esther the words of Mordechai. The Rav Soloveitchik says that this one-time service is a unique situation, and only the individual that you ask to perform a one-time huge favor on behalf of the Jews is the one capable of doing it. Only Esther could accomplish this. And Mordechai is going to point that out as the, if you want to call it a debate, or at least a discussion of how to proceed, will come up now.